The Record Spins here on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
I'm Steve Scherr. Humorist Dave Barry has a young daughter, so he's written a book about the experience. You Can Date Boys When You're 40. Dave Barry on parenting and other topics he knows very little about. We talked yesterday by the fat phone lines called the ISDN that would make it seem the person is right in the room with us. The topics included death, air travel, how to be a famous author, and about girls, Justin Bieber, and boys. I have two sons, Dave. So my question to you is, as a parent of daughters, what's your problem?
Well, I have a son. I mean, he's an older son. And so I've seen puberty in boys, and I've seen it now in a girl. And first of all, we need to find a cure for puberty. I don't know what else the medical profession needs to do, but we need to stop this from happening. But with boys, with my son, and I think with boys in general, it's basically they get old, you know, they get larger, they get smellier, they get hairier, but they're still boys. In fact, when we think about it, men are nothing more than larger, hairier, smellier boys. With girls, it's a completely different process. It's this like explosive transformation at the end of which they are no longer even like remotely the same species they were when they started. And there are many adjustments. For me, one of the big ones has been I no longer have any I'm not part of her universe at all. She's my daughter. She's now 14. Is connected through social media to every other 14-year-old girl, as far as I can tell, on the planet. And they all emit updates every 10 to 15 seconds on where they are, what they're doing. They take pictures of themselves constantly and send them out just in case their friends forget or wonder if they've changed in the last 10, 15 seconds. And so my daughter, who used to look at me and talk to me, now never ever takes her eyes off the screen, the little phone screen, because if she does, she could miss like, you know, 20, 30 critical selfies. So that's one big difference.
She'll be back.
You think?
Yeah.
Says the guy with no daughters. Okay. Okay. But the other thing is, and this is directly related, this is, you know, connected to what you asked, is boys. There used to be no boys involved in our household. And now there are boys around all the time. They're on the lawn. They're on the roof. They're in the trees. They're like squirrels, boys coming around. And I don't like it because, and you'll have to agree with this, boys are scum. I used to be one. I still am a male. We're scum. And I don't want my gender having anything to do with my daughter. But there they are. My solution would be steel traps. Humane, I should stress. But there'd be like a big steel thing out on the lawn near the front door and baited with something that would attract teenage boys, like fireworks or something.
Well,
and yeah.
Well, I was going to say my friend and the producer, Jason, has two daughters. And his question was, what do you mean 40?
a little too early for him.
A little too soon.
I'm with him, actually. I'm thinking of edging it up a little bit now that my daughter's turned 14. But anyway, when I heard the trap go off, I'd hear the clang of the trap door closing. I would go out and there'd be a boy in the trap, you know, humanely caught. And I live in Miami, so I would drive him out into the Everglades and release him in a humane manner. But my wife, who is a woman, has been a woman all her life and does not know, therefore, how males think, lets them into the house. So I'll come into the walk into the family room and there will be a boy on the sofa with my daughter, thinking boy thoughts. And I'm not even trying to be funny. That's very disturbing to me. And I don't own a firearm. I am probably the only person in Miami who doesn't have a firearm, but I'm thinking of getting one and I would never shoot anybody, but just walking through the family room with it, you know, maybe accidentally, whoops, discharging it into the ceiling so that the boy knows, A, I have a firearm, and B, I do not have complete control over it.
You're worried your daughter is going to, if I may be blunt, have sex too soon?
I don't even like that you said that sentence to me. And too soon, you don't even need the too soon part of it.
I'm glad you're not reaching through the microphone right now.
Yeah, mister, you got two boys. Yeah, because I remember that. Like, oh, yeah, go out and have some fun. Yeah, it's not like that. It is not like that. Dave, is different.
Dave Barry's latest book is You Can Date Boys When You're 40. Dave Barry on parenting and other topics he knows very little about. So fair enough on that
part. Yeah, I should stress there are other things in the book. It's not that first essay is about that. And the second one sort of involves my daughter. I took her to a Justin Bieber concert last year.
Yeah, what's your favorite Justin Bieber song right now?
The one where he stops and gets off the stage. No, you know what? I'm going to sound like a real old fart here, and I am a real old fart. But when I used to go to concerts, by God, the band would hold still. You know, you'd see like the Rolling Stones or somebody. They would set up their instruments and they would kind of stay in one. Mick Jagger would move around a little bit, but the rest of them would kind of hold still. I don't think Keith could leave, you know, that general area he was standing in. And at Justin Bieber, it's like going to a track meet. He comes down out of the sky on a wire and then he starts running all around, running over here, running over there. And he has dancers running with him. They're just constantly sprinting around the stage and around the whole arena. And it just creates this frenzy. I was in a hurricane. I was in a Hurricane Andrew right over my house. And the entire decibels of Hurricane Andrew were not equal to the sound emitted by just the girl who was standing, because they don't sit, to my right all night long screaming, "I love you!" Not to me, of course, to Justin Bieber. Anyway, and your boys probably don't ask you to take them to Justin Bieber concerts.
No, no. And you ended that essay saying that Justin had sort of fallen out of favor. But I was wondering, since you wrote this, I think Justin has even gotten in more trouble. So
yes,
what do they think about Justin now?
She thinks – she does. My daughter dislikes Justin Bieber now. She likes something called One Direction, which is – and I don't know that that's better because there are five of them. But at least they haven't come to Miami on tour yet, so I haven't had to take her to see them. My daughter threw her bat mitzvah invitation at Justin Bieber, by the way.
Her bat mitzvah invitation?
Yes. My daughter's Jewish. My wife is Jewish. My daughter's Jewish. I'm not. I'm nothing. But and Sophie and her friend Stella – one of the reasons they wanted to go to the Justin Bieber concert was their bat mitzvahs were coming up and they wanted to invite him. I remember this moment they kind of pushed their way through the crowd when he was sprinting past with a dancer clot. And I see these two envelopes fly into the air, landing near his feet. Of course, he just stomped right across them. He didn't come to our
bat
mitzvah. No.
No.
His loss. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I, you know, maybe.
And if he's listening now, you're not going to be invited to anything else either because he doesn't like you anymore, Justin.
Yeah. Well,
I know he's listening.
Maybe your values have gone rubbed off on her a little bit if she decided he wasn't that interesting, and maybe even more so now that he keeps drag racing and getting arrested and the like.
None of my values have rubbed off on her. Because our total communication for the last year has been like, I'll say, do you want Cinnamon Toast Crunch or Fruity Pebbles? You know, and then she'll kind of, not looking up from her phone, indicate her cereal choice in the morning. And that's kind of the kind of heart-to-heart we're having these days.
You need to text more.
Yeah. In fact, you laugh, but I do text her sometimes to get her attention. And I've done that when I was sitting maybe 3 feet away from her.
That's the new world. I'm surprised you're not on Facebook with her.
No, I'm not on Facebook with her. No.
Does she read your Twittering?
No, I don't think she does. Well, I think she's only dimly aware of my existence. Like, she's on a soccer team, and so I drive the carpool some days, and it's 14-year-old girls. I saw five or six 14-year-old girls in the car with me, and they're all on their phones, and they're all talking to each other, and they're sending each other, even though they're sitting right next to each other, they're sending each other pictures of each other. They're also singing to every song that comes on, and they're howling with laughter periodically about something, usually involving a boy. And I don't think they know I'm there. I really don't think they're aware. They know there is a car and it's moving and somehow it is steering itself. But they don't think they're really aware it's me. And every now and then I'll make the mistake of speaking. And I'll say well, who is that? You know, about some song or something. And there's like this momentary pause because I have shocked the space-time continuum of 14-year-old girls. Like, what? Who said? Oh, him. I think they would be happier if I actually – opened the car window and ran along next to it, next to the car steering through the window.
Don't you tell them you're in a rock and roll band?
Yeah, rock and roll band. Yeah, like they would ever be interested in the kind of music that I would, you know, have anything to do with. I am in a rock and roll band, but it's all really old people.
And they don't move a lot on stage.
No, we hold really still because it's hard enough for us to just remember what the next chord is in the song. I don't want to get too technical, but the songs are broken down into these things called chords, and they keep changing. That's been the downfall of my band, the Rock Bottom Remainders. The constant chord changes. We need songs where there's only like one chord. Like Land of a Thousand Dances is a good example of the kind of song we could do because it never is na, 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 na. You want me to sing Land of a Thousand Dances? No, no.
No. You're thinking about death and urination too, so you are writing about much more than just your daughter. You like cremation and you've been having some urination issues.
Yeah, I do. Well, I don't remember the – oh, yeah. Well, I guess I do.
Oh, yeah.
I do discuss death. There's a whole essay on death because I'm a baby boomer and we, of course, invent everything. We were the first generation to invent childbirth. Nobody ever done it before. We came along and invented it and wrote about it and talked about it forever. And then now we're all getting old and dying. And by God, we're going to be the first generation to die also. And we're going to write and talk about it. So I have a section on my funeral, the funeral I would like to have. I lay it out. It begins with mimes. Mimes will come down the aisle carrying the casket. And the reason I choose mimes is there will actually be no casket. They'll just mime carrying a casket down the aisle. And the drawback there is then I'll have a bunch of mimes. And if they start doing that thing where they're trying to get out of the box, I'll also have a sniper on hand to take care of the mimes. So I thought it out.
You have. You have William Shatner doing your eulogy.
If he's available, I would like William Shatner to deliver the eulogy. I also plan to have a clergyman come out and deliver a 15-minute heartfelt presentation on the benefits of Amway distributorship. I've given a lot of thought to this.
Have you asked Shatner? He's your friend, right?
No, I don't actually know him, but I know he listens to this show. Bill, please call me up. You know how to reach me.
Yeah, yeah. And then you also want Candle in the Wind by Elton John.
Did I say that?
Yeah. And if Elton John is unavailable, Morgan, this shit again, play Let a Man Come In and Do the Popcorn.
That's right. Musically, the main theme is going to be Let a Man Come In and Do the Popcorn by the late James Brown, who's also dead. I mean, a lot of us are going that way. It's going to be popular.
That's Dave Barry. He's in town today. You can hear him speak at Town Hall tonight and then tomorrow at Third Place Books in Lake Forest Park. His new book is You Can Date Boys When You're 40. Mess.